Almost 1 year on from the disastrous Scottsburn bushfire, residents are still in the process of rebuilding their lives. 12 homes were lost in the blaze, which burned more than 4,600 hectares of land southeast of Ballarat. It was a snapped connection between a tractor and a slasher which caused the fire at around 3 p.m. on December 19. And the man at the centre of it all, Roger Skimming, was courageous enough to speak with us as we approached the fire's anniversary.
Even if I had a fire extinguisher, there was nothing I could do. It went that quick. My first thoughts was the neighbour at the end of the road, because it was heading straight that way. So he was the first person I rang. He was in the shower at the time. He got out, got the message, and then and straight after that, I rang the CFA, so I rang him first, because the time I got through Triple O and everything, I wanted to make sure he was okay. Then I rang Triple O. I gave him my address, and then I rang back again because it was the address next door. And then the CFA ended up moving the tractor out of the paddock and everything, and because I just left it where it was. From that point, I had no idea if anyone had lost their lives or what. It just, it's the worst thing in the world. Well, I never slept for weeks afterwards, but that night I was out putting little spot fires out next door, in the backyard. Just completely physically, mentally wrecked. Not knowing, like I said, I had no idea for days if anybody had been injured or I've just never ever experienced, I've never been in trouble, I've never done anything wrong, and for me to affect so many people and animals, and it still wrecks me to this day.
Roger says he didn't sleep for weeks afterwards. The toll it took on his body was enormous, but it was the uncertainty of still not knowing the extent of the damage that caused mental pain like he had never experienced.
The last 12 months have been the most difficult part of my life ever. I've never had these emotions and feelings of complete. There's nothing I can do to change what's happened. All along I felt like I just wanted to be, punished in some way. And people have said to me, you didn't deliberately go and do, light a fire or things like that. But I just, I look at some of the houses that are gone, some of the old houses, people's photos, memories, years of memories are just gone. Animals, that had to be put down. Animals that were, killed in the fire. All of that is just, every single day is on my mind.
Roger is the first to admit he was not fully aware of the rules surrounding fire extinguishers. However, he insists there needs to be far more education across the board to avoid similar disasters.
A lot of people still have the idea of, just jump on the tractor or just jump in here and do this and do that. It's like driving a car. You've got to have a license to drive a car. Then I think you should have training or license to drive a tractor. On that day, once the fire had started, truth be, I just wanted to die on the spot. I had every emotion, every feeling was just stripped from my body. And to never, because I, like I said, I've never hurt anybody, I've never done anything to, put anyone in danger, and for that to happen, it's just, and to the community that I live in.
We asked Roger if there was one thing in particular he wanted to say to the people of Scottsburn and all those affected.
The only thing I could say is sorry. You know, there's no excuses. There's nothing but just sorry. You know, it's a horrible, horrible thing to have happened. But, you know, I hope that this will save more lives later on. Like, this season is going to be a bad, bad season. The grass is tall. It's going to get hot. We've had all that rain. The grass is just overgrown everywhere. And I still drive past some paddocks and think, you know, look how dry that is. It's like someone's just ripped out your stomach. Just pulled your stomach out, and it's. I suppose when you do a good thing, you get a good feeling in your stomach. When you're doing something that you think, well, that's not quite right, you get that gut feeling. Well, as soon as I smell smoke or see smoke or fire, it drains my whole body of everything. I'm exhausted. I've always been a good person, and it just kills me to think that I've saddened other people. That's the hardest bit to live with.